Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next couple of minutes, I'm going to give you a rundown of Eternal Fire by Ethan Muziki. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is...
Eternal Fire by Ethan Muziki was released on September 30th, 2022, under Independent Artist. It has 16 songs, 43 minutes 32 seconds of runtime, 5 features, with the only name I actually recognized being Brandy Maina, then Nyokabi Machaira, Bridget Blue, Cardiac Poet, and Revolutionary Spitter. Now, I was listening to Ethan Muziki's Eternal Fire to do a review for it. Then, right in the middle of it, it hit me. Kenya produces some of the best music out of Africa. And in country standing, they are definitely top 5 on the continent. What makes them lethal, and Ethan Muziki is a perfect example, is their musicality is absolutely top tier. You can tell their musical grounding as a country is rooted in some pretty great acts, especially in that alternative pop space. Kenya understands niche music extremely well. Now, Eternal Fire as an album is easily a contender for one of the albums of the year from a Kenyan act, and in Africa, in the Afropop pop space. The album is versatile and fuses many genres for a unique Afropop blend, and also travels through time within the soundscapes, so you can actually pinpoint the time periods, so to speak, be it 80s, 90s, 2000s. The intro, for example, is reminiscent of a gospel choir. Think an African-American romantic movie. They always get to go to a church at some point in time. That type of setting and just those choral harmonies, that's what you get. Then a song like Fresh has that 80s disco feel, particularly in an African sense, and I could see, you know, legends like the late Brenda Fassie on it, maybe Yvonne Chaka Chaka as well, those kinds of artists. Now, with Eternal Muziki, only one song was released previously, and that's Kesho Kutwa, which was, in his catalog, an absolute hit. And, I mean, amazing song. It was released in 2021. And what's interesting is, between then and now, he's released, I don't know, 5-6 other singles, but none of them actually appear on Eternal Fire. It's just that one, Kesho Kutwa. So interesting how that went. I'm not sure what the motivation was that for, but well, it is what it is. All in all, I could summarize this feeling that I have, especially about just looking at the Kenyan music industry and while listening to Ethan Muziki's album. Kenya is amazing at creating great music, but where they seem to constantly drop the ball is how to get the music out there beyond their borders to get the rest of Africa listening and the world as well. They have more than enough talent to make it count, and it would be nice to get more recognized acts out of Kenya when we talk of the African music landscape. That being said, Ethan Muziki has the potential to be a huge, huge African star with career longevity, and also one of those talents, if molded right, wow, could totally go the Grammy route. Eternal Fire is hot from start to finish, and I even liked the presence of a couple of skits on there. I can tell there's a lot of potential and room for serious growth. I rate Eternal Fire a 7.8 out of 10.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.